There is a push in the Massachusetts legislature to allow communities to impose local taxes for the purpose of funding area transportation projects. State Senator Ben Downing is sponsoring a bill to enable a community or group of municipalities to enact a tax to finance local transportation projects.
This is a way to control much more directly how we raise money and how we spend money for transportation. It's also a way to guarantee that the dollars that are raised will stay in the community where they are raised.
Under the bill, communities could seek payroll, sales, property, and vehicle excise taxes. Town voters would need to approve any tax via a ballot initiative. The advocacy group Transportation for Massachusetts is backing the effort. Christina Egan is the group's director.
People across the state are suffering from potholes, crumbling roads, bridges that are in disrepair, and lack of transit service. And in some communities, they're also calling for more bikeways and sidewalks so people can safely move about when they're outside their cars. This bill would basically give voters the opportunity to shape communities.
Pioneer Valley Planning Commission Executive Director Tim Brennan says the effort has been among the policy initiatives of the state's regional planning commissions. He says ridership has increased 75% since rail service was reintroduced to the main line in the Pioneer Valley.
And so now the question has been, and rightly so, how do we add more service? How do we provide more options to the passengers in Springfield, Holyoke, Northampton, and Greenfield?
Transportation for America Director James Corliss says since 2013, 10 states have passed similar legislation.
In part, they realize Congress is not going to come to their rescue anymore. And increasingly, even state capitals are broke.
Brennan says increased transit services for seniors and more freight rail options are among the potential projects for Western Massachusetts. He says town and city governments would have to detail where and how money raised will be used.
The way these are usually set up is for a period of multiple years because you need that sort of pipeline of projects. At the end of that period, typically 10 or 20 years is what I've seen around the country, the ballot sunsets and the voter has to re-vote up or down. So to me, that's the ultimate accountability tool.
Senator Downing says the effort can work in urban and rural areas. The retiring Democrat, who represents more than 50 communities in Western Massachusetts, says areas serviced by the MBTA in the greater Boston region could band together on projects.
I think in the current structure, people in Western Mass are rightly skeptical that statewide transportation resources will make their way back out to the more rural communities. This is a way to get around that.
Senator Downing's bill is joined by House legislation filed by Representative Chris Walsh of Framingham. The Joint Committee on Revenue favorably reported the bill to the Senate Rules Committee. Last year, Representative Smitty Pignatelli of Lenox filed legislation to allow communities to enact a gas tax of up to 3 cents per gallon to fund infrastructure improvements. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.